Brandon Judd, Father Should Be Held Responsible for the Death of Migrant Girl. By Robert Krajcik on December 18, 2018. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, spoke with SiriusXM's Breitbart News tonight about the death of a 7-year-old Guatemalan migrant girl on December 8 while in Border Patrol custody. Judd told senior editors at large Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak that responsibility for her death lies with her father. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials released a detailed timeline relating to the death of 7-year-old Jacqueline Ame Rosemary Calmaquin. The girl crossed the New Mexico-Mexico border on December 6 as part of a group of 163 migrants and died shortly after midnight on December 8. Nery Gilberto Call, the girl's father, reportedly told the Guatemalan Consul General he had no complaints about how Border Patrol agents treated him and his daughter, saying agents did everything possible to help her. Judd said, "We did everything right, yet we're still getting castigated. The problem in this country, right now, is the mainstream media and the hard left. They vilify the law enforcement agents, the good guys, and they glamorize the criminals. This father should be held responsible for the death of this little girl." Judd added, "If I were to take my children and I were to trek across the border and not give them water, not give them food, not give them anything, Child Protective Services would take my children out of my hands, and I would be charged with all kinds of crimes. To make this a Border Patrol agent's fault is ridiculous, especially when we do have people like James Epling, the people that go out and serve our country so well. To make us the bad guys and vilify our law enforcement is just flat out wrong." Listen. Mansour stated, "This little girl died of dehydration and from the complications surrounding that. That's not something that could have happened to her within just the 9 hours that she was in the custody of our Border Patrol agents. You don't die of dehydration that quickly. She must have been suffering for quite some time." Judd replied, "Yes, she would have had to. We're still waiting on the definitive report. There are some reports out there saying she died of septic shock, which means that she would have had a blood-borne disease. She would have had sepsis. If that's the case, that doesn't happen in 9 hours. So there could have been multiple issues with this girl that ultimately she succumbed to. If, in fact, it was septic shock, and complicated by dehydration, there's no way that all of those factors happened while she was in our custody." Devastated by reports that a 7-year-old girl who was taken into CBP custody died of dehydration and exhaustion, "I'll be asking for a full investigation by the Inspector General and Congress into the conditions and circumstances that led to her death." Joaquin Castro, at Joaquin Castrix, December 14, 2018. Joining at NPR at Morning Edition at 8:15 AM/9:15 AM to discuss the horrific death of a 7-year-old in CBP custody. We can and must do better as a nation. Joaquin Castro, at Joaquin Castrix, December 14, 2018. "For everybody to put the blame on us, for the mainstream media, and hardcore liberal politicians to put the blame on us is disgusting. It's wrong, and the American public needs to understand. People like Joaquin Castro that are calling for these intensive investigations, and saying they want to get to the bottom of it, they really don't want to know what happened. They really don't want to get to the bottom of it because once they do, the narrative is not going to fit their talking points. And, frankly, they'll just change and move on because they'll know they made their political points, and they'll pretend like it never even happened." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.